Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Susanna Hoffs, brother.
And the Bengals.
Song written by Prince.
Sounds good on AM, too.
Yes, it does. Crisp.
Yeah.
And Dwight Evans, the former Red Sox
right fielder
singing backup.
That's correct.
A lot of people
and
don't
Dwight
know.
Dwight Yoakam really? Hung like a Spanish fighting bull.
How do you know?
Just the word around the campsite, sir.
What were you camping?
Out with a black snake this weekend.
You haven't been camping ever, have you?
I think we might have done some Cub Scout thing at St. Gabriel, but I think that was just an overnight refereeing camp.
Right, where you learn to doctor the scoreboard. Erase fouls that are already in the book. It's not a real long class. About an hour, and okay, let's go make some s'mores.
You want to monetize some web-only content. We go camping one night. You run video on that. Edit it down. I think that would be
more CTV.
Work.
And kind of like the scene in the film Bruno. Have you seen the film Bruno with the great...
Yes.
What the hell? The guy who played Borat, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
And he goes out camping with a couple of gentlemen who were hardcore hunters, deep south. And clearly he was playing the role of a gay Austrian, if I'm not mistaken. And in the middle of the night, he sneaks into one of their tents and says that he doesn't have to tell anybody. And the gentleman then threatens to kill him. That's what I think we could do, maybe out here. Maybe like on the 14th hole.
Near all the snakes.
No, I don't want to camp if there's a bunch of snakes around.
What would you wear if we went camping, Doug?
Would you wear a teddy?
No, I'd wear as many clothes as I could possibly put on.
A parka.
Parka.
But probably. What if it's a hot summer night?
I don't. If I was with you two, I would stay just as fully dressed as possible.
I mean, you're insinuating that one of us would make a pass at you.
Yeah, both of you, probably.
You're soiling the sanctity of our marital vows.
Okay, well.
How dare you,
You're the
sir.
Ones who keep bringing
that's
this
irresponsible.
Up.
That's hashtag fake news right there.
Doug, I know you hate sewed for the word episode.
Yeah.
How about if I use EPA for episode instead? Is that cool? Thanks, Grimy South County.
Just say episode, all right? It's not that hard.
Sewed sounds cool. Good for you, Buck Swope.
Guys, Timmy is too valuable to let him camp. You sound ridiculous, Doug. Thanks. That's from Timmy Tom Tom.
You're not too valuable to camp.
We'd protect
him. I'm not going camping again.
Tim,
the rest
I'd
of my life,
you.
I'm not going camping. I will not go camping
guys,
again.
Guys, if you guys go camping and hop into a sleeping bag, Doug can be Will Wheaton, and I'll be the leech. Thanks. That's from Dave in St. Peter's. And I believe it's a reference to a scene in the film from 1986, Stand By Me, with the wonderful Corey Feldman.
He almost fainted when he saw where that leech was, Tim.
Watch this.
Chopper sick balls! Chopper sick balls! Wonderful.
I don't know what any of that meant.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'd bring a bow drill. I'd make us a nice fire with my own hands because I'm a survivalist.
You're not a survivalist, and you don't have survival students.
I teach
talk
class.
About fake news.
Are you kidding me? I teach that all the time.
Hey, speaking of fake news, by the by, let's see if I can pull this up. I don't know how to find things on the fan page, which doesn't speak well to me. But Doug, you said on Friday's show, you said that the vast majority of our listeners were Democrats.
I would think so.
And I honestly, if you would have said, okay, what do you think the listeners are, I would probably say 55% would if they were being honest. Now, as you said, and I agree with you on this, that everybody says I'm independent, but in reality they probably aren't. But if we were to be honest, I would say it would probably be 55%. I think in part of that, and I think it might have shifted here over the last couple of years, because I think the audience has gotten... I know the audience has gotten younger. So, and on top of it, now we're on Facebook, so it's going to be people who are going to pull a little younger, so to speak. So I posted the question, describe your political leanings on May 12th at 9:36. We got almost 800 votes, I guess, 700, 800 votes in there. 314 said they were independent.
Of course.
But 249 said they were Republican. 142 said they were Democrat. Now, I realize I did not include Libertarian, Green Party, whatever Ralph Nader was doing. I just was trying to simplify it. I really probably should have said Republican or Democrat, but then people said, where's independent? Now you see 314 said they were independent. But, you know, I don't know what the percentages break down there to, but more than 100 voters were Republican. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it does surprise me.
And honestly, it legitimately surprises me. Yeah. Legitimately surprises me. Truly legitimately surprises me.
I would think that most of the independents are probably Democrats, I would think. Because if you have an opinion on any of the issues, then you fall into one camp or the other.
No, that's not, I mean.
See, I don't, because everybody says you're like a hardcore true. Republican, but I would say you have a lot of stances that aren't textbook Republican stances. You're not hardcore religious. You're right. Definitely not pro-gun.
You're anti-gun, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would say that
would. But you are a Republican, so and you disagree with the stance on the Republican. That doesn't mean you're not a Republican. You know, honestly, I am a registered independent. I have voted Democrat. It doesn't mean that I'm not more conservative fiscally or, you know, a little bit more.
How do you
liberal.
Register as an independent?
That's what they ask you.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. Who? I don't know. Years ago, that's how I'm registered in. Or you?
Oh, Darnell Coles. Has
whatever
a
you put,
service.
Neither, neither or whatever it was. Yeah. I'm not a registered Republican or Democrat.
I'm not. I don't think I'm registered anything either. I don't know where you go to register. Sometimes, if they in a primary, they'll say, "Who do you want to vote for? Or the Republican or the Democrat?" That's as much as anyone
well,
has ever
I'm
asked
thinking
me
about,
question.
Maybe I'm thinking about in New York, where I think you can only vote if you're a registered Republican in primaries, you know, or Democratic primaries. But I'm an independent.
When I went to vote in the primary last year, I was not asked. I could have taken either because. Missouri had both the Democratic and the Republican the same day.
Right. You're not locked into anything.
Well, I can only speak to that incident in Missouri.
And maybe that's Missouri, but some states, for primaries, you are either locked in or locked out. Some are.
And in that, I voted for a Republican. True statement. How about that?
Yeah. Here, I believe, in a primary, you only get one ballot or the other. You have to say you want the Democratic or you want the Republican. But you're not, you know, locked into that. It could change year to year.
I think the majority of people who say they are independent are socially liberal and fiscally conservative. That's from the Kaskaskia River Monster.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah, at least in our area, I would say that's probably true. I think that takes on a different meaning if you're on a coast, if you're in the South, if you're in the Rust Belt. I don't know. But I would agree with that in like the St. Louis metropolitan area. I would agree with that.
But I've said this before. I think this country is mostly moderate people somewhere in the middle, which you would think would lean toward being independent. You're not, especially now, where I would think conservatives are way to the right and liberals are way to the left. That leaves out a lot of people that are in the middle. You can't be a moderate and win a primary.
But the people with the loudest voices tend to be on the left. You got, obviously, with the mainstream media is left. And they've got the voice. So you might be, it might be skewed somewhat as to what the public really is. And I think we saw that in the election. If you watched most of the news programs, you would think that the country is pretty far to the left. When it came time to voting, that's not necessarily the case at all.
Sorry, I was texting. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Doug is a registered hottie. That's from the 314.
Well, I don't register anywhere.
No, to be a hottie, you have to register.
I think you do. Doug's mouth is clearly conservative, but his rear entry is radically liberal.
No, that's not the case.
Doug Vaughn's a listed east side lover. The cat's right. There are open and closed primary states. Different rules, Doug. That's from the 314.
All right.
I agree with the Kaskaskia River Monster. That's from the 314. I voted for Kasich, too, because Tim liked him. Thanks. That's from Mr. Phelps.
Of course.
Kasich's problem was... people still called him Kasich, and he was a
running for president. They still do.
And so if I'm his campaign manager and I go, I know you like to stand there and shrug your shoulder at the debates and go, they're not calling on me, I'm not going to be. They don't even know how to say your name. Get into the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the difference if it were just the difference that this country would be at this moment in time if it were just someone who could kind of navigate around all the partisan nonsense on both sides?
Well, you said something a moment ago that I don't know that I agree with necessarily, in that you said the Republicans are way right and the Democrats are way left. What the Republicans stand for now wasn't way right until about 4 years ago. To say that you're for immigration laws, that wasn't a far-right position. That was everybody's position up until just recently.
I agree with that to a certain extent. However, I think, you know, as you were saying, the loudest voices are the ones that are heard, and you're talking primaries. I do think Republicans that are the controlling interest during primary season are much more to the right than the average Republican. But I agree with what you're saying. The stance on immigration, which is now considered crazy, were things that Bill Clinton was saying not too long ago.
Yeah, Obama said it, Hillary said it, they all said it. And now suddenly this last election cycle, that's a far-right position. I don't know what happened there to make that such a far-right position, but apparently it is now. That was everyone's position up until, as far as I can tell, this last election cycle.
Well, except that was a big thing that helped Trump get elected, actually, immigration.
Right.
Because a lot of people, when you look at
But to say we want to start enforcing our immigration laws, for that to be a far-right position, I don't think it is.
I wasn't necessarily talking that. I was talking about primary season and the power base of the Republican Party is much more to the right than you would say your standard run-of-the-mill Republican. Do you agree with that?
Perhaps. Yeah. I think you got to take
it.
See,
it depends now. You say power base. See, I think when it gets down to it.
We're talking primary season. It's
no, trust me. That's where I'm going with the discussion. But I think when it gets down to it, I think people, Donald Trump, I would imagine you guys would agree. I don't want to put words in your mouths. But I don't think you would consider Donald Trump to be a real religious person.
No, but he played one on TV.
Right, and yet there he was making his first public appearance in, 8 days, Saturday, by delivering the commencement speech at Liberty University, Jerry Falwell's college, and talking about how the United States is not a country of government, it's a country of God. I, along with a number of other agnostics and atheists, would respectfully disagree with that, but I know what he's doing. He's playing to it, just like I'm confident that Mitt Romney, when it's all said and done, he's religious, but he's not evangelical. He's Mormon. But in order to get through, you have to kind of play to that. And the Republican Party back in the late 70s, early 80s, aligned itself for the purpose of votes with the religious right, which is a part that I really personally have a problem with. I understand it from a strategic standpoint, but then it forces guys to say, or women, but most of the time guys, to say things that align with that social platform that then alienates much of the country that goes, what in the hell are you guys talking about? I agree with a lot of your policies, but I can't be on board with somebody who's against this or against this, against these people, just because of the way they were born.
Well,
and
I
that
mean,
pisses some people off, and then they don't vote for them, and then they dismiss them. And I think that's where the primary issue, when they have to go so far right on social issues, hurts the Republican cause overall.
Bigger picture, Mitt Romney, I would say, widely considered sort of a moderate Republican, campaigned as a arch conservative. Donald Trump self-identified as a Democrat. In an interview, he said that. Hardly an arch conservative had to take that posture. I know immigration was, you know, something he campaigned on that a lot of Americans were on board with, but he was hardly a run-of-the-mill conservative when he first jumped into the election.
When it gets down to it, the whole reason we got on the topic is the, and again, it's only on the fan page, but if anything, you would think the fan page would skew, and it does, skew younger than the overall audience, but that it was, you know, by a pretty comfortable margin, more Republican. And that, like I said, man, if you would have said, okay, what do you think the numbers would be, I would have said it would have been more Democrat, not necessarily overwhelming, but, you know, a majority, and yet it was a pretty comfortable majority on Republican. So, bad read on my part.
I think
bad read on your part too. Yeah.
I think we misread our audience a lot. I know you know more about the numbers too, but I do think that there is also a part of our listenership that is older.
Well, we probably lost them when Tickler came on.
I would have thought that they would enjoy a segment where they're
no. I think we probably lost a lot of people when the Tickler comes on. He's too vile.
Actually, there was a rating spike.
I don't think so.
I get real-time ratings information.
Really? What did
Big
they
day
say?
Today. Big day today.
What did they say?
They said they like it when we don't have guests.
I personally feel the left has gone way too far to the left to continue to vote Democrat, but then the GOP seems to be hijacked by the religious right, and I just don't like either party, or either party, as some would say. That's from Fred Astire. Tim hit the nail on the head with the religious right, much like I hit Doug on the head with my hammer. It's from the 618.
I just don't get a sense from my Republican friends that anybody's guided by the religion.
Right.
I don't get that.
And I agree with
all.
And see, that's the thing. That's the thing.
But it's not.
I agree with you. I don't think the vast majority of Republicans who you would know, or usually the people who are in the mix to truly win a Republican nomination, as far as a general election goes, share those views. They're more like you. I do agree with that. But in order to get the votes of like 30% of the country, they play to it. And then in doing so, they alienate those who would fall in the bell curve in the middle who go, God almighty, what in the hell are you people talking about with some of this stuff?
I think it goes on in Democratic circles too. I think a large part of the base has shifted way to the left, but not the average run-of-the-mill Democrat. You take your average Democrat guy or woman who's voted Democrat and Republican and put them in a room, they're going to find a lot of agreement. But if you take the far left or the far right, they'll never see eye to eye because we've moved too far to the left and right in some, quarters.
Right, yeah.
But the average,
I don't know
how
it's going to turn around because it's more fractured now than at any time that I could ever remember.
Tim is spot on. What else is new? Thanks for being great,
okay.
Tim. That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
All right, Whisker.
Ratings are up, Jim, because there's less unwanted fables from lying Ig when you guys are on remote. That's from Butch McGuire.
Stop it,
that's
McGuire.
The reason?
I don't think so.
Hold on. Let me check with the rating service.
What do you have?
Not true. Iggy is good for ratings. That's from the.
Yeah, I don't think he's lying on all of his
stories. That's from the real time rating service that I just made up.
Doug, I don't know what you think about this because we were talking about polarization and civil discourse. I just received this text from the 618. If you are in your 20s and a Republican, I hope you kill yourself.
Yeah.
Do you want to give him a lion's choice?
Yeah, that sounds like a Democratic response. Boy, they're not too far out there.
Well, I mean, to generalize the entire operation because of one. Sharp text. Let's see, Preston, a P-hump to you. I am smarter and more informed than the majority of the fan page because I wore a white tux with a red carnation at my high school graduation, and that's in reference to St. Louis University High, and he couldn't be more right on. That's who should get the Lion's Choice text of the day.
P-hump?
That's it, he just got it.
Because he needs a sandwich.
Those are good sandwiches. I get extra seasoning.
All right. And you get curly fries with that?
They're not curly fries, but they leave the skin on them. I don't know how to describe Lion's Choice fries, actually.
Strong?
To quite strong, like my portfolio.
Yeah. Okay.
Strong to quite strong, like my portfolio. I'll tell you what else I recommend. Salt and Smoke, the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Man, is it good. I am telling you. I like, is it the bark? Is that what they call it, the bark?
I think that's what he calls it, yes.
Yeah. Oh, give me that flavor in them juices, boy. Give me that flavor in them juices, boy.
That's what you
Clip
say when you
off,
go
Clip that off, Iggy.
There.
We're going to need that later in the week for the...
Doug, if you are a liberal and in your 20s, you are a cuck. That comes from Lady Gaga's FUPA. Mm. How did cuck go from, I believe, its origin to a political term? I'm asking this, truly. I don't know how it happened.
But is it used in politics? What?
Oh, yeah.
In what way?
Honestly,
I thought it's a term used by... further to the right, I guess, now called Freedom Caucus Republicans, towards what they were calling rhinos, Republicans in name only, for saying they were cucks. But I didn't understand why, because in the Plowboy's description of what he enjoys, which is kneeling at the side of the bed, I just don't see how that leads to political policy.
I don't either, Tim.
No, no.
But if you leave it up to...
You have to get Newt Gingrich to explain that one to us.
But if you leave it, if you ask
Charles
anything...
Charles Krauthammer, maybe.
You go, is that... Plowsy, is that a cuck? Yes, everything to him is a cuck. So I don't know if he's the guy to rule on that.
Yeah, I've never heard it used in that sense.
A Plow... Red Sox... any thought...
I have no thoughts. People are actually tweeting at me about certain politicians and people that are affiliated with CNN, Fox News, that have used the term.
So people affiliated with CNN and Fox News are contacting you as to whether or not they're cucks.
No, no, no. They're tweeting out, not hashtag cuck life, obviously, but something along the lines of cucks, and then the listeners will tweet at me their tweet. And I'm still not for sure what it actually means. But, yeah, we'll just say it's a cuck situation, and we're looking into it.
Of course. Leave it at that. Sure.
Guys, Mickey Rooney was a Bernie Sanders supporter but flipped to Trump when presented the chance to play Mr. Yuniyoshi at breakfast at Tiffany's. He never consummated his marriage to Ava either. Thanks. Talk down Astro, man.
And you think that movie that we saw, Mickey Rooney and dressed up as a Japanese man, you think that was somehow politically incorrect? That's what you're trying to tell me.
Doug, here are my diplomas, and that says cum laude. Don't be a perv. That's from the University of Michigan. Oh, my God! That's Dotem's girl!
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look, she's sending in her diplomas to us.
Yeah, I'm sure those are hers. His. Whoever it is.
When, now, you think Dotem's girlfriend's a guy who works at Midas Muffler and Ball when they Leonard.
Yes, I've met Dotem, and I wouldn't suspect that he'd have a
why not? He's a
nice
wonderful guy
with
a big heart.
He's not a wonderful guy.
I had lunch with a woman who he told me was his girlfriend on Saturday at Kirkwood Brewhouse. I did. She had the salmon. She had the salmon.
All right.
Then
it's true. He could have hired her or something.
You think I was with an escort?
It could well have been an escort.
Escorts aren't going to have salmon. Tim, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
They will if it's all part of the deal. It's all part of the charade.
That Doug,
probably more calamari.
You're putting up a facade.
Nice.
You're an older gentleman. Do you still have your...
And you're such a child yourself.
Do you have your... No, it wasn't a shot.
No, not at all.
No, I'm going to make the same...
Sure.
Do you have your diploma posted somewhere, hung on a wall?
Now you're taking a shot at me.
No, hold on. Because you're an older gentleman. You probably did it. I don't have it.
Such a kid.
I'm an older guy also. Mm-hmm. I used to have it somewhere on a wall, a diploma, a college diploma. I don't anymore. Once you get older, that doesn't seem to be something you care about displaying anymore.
No, I don't
display
it anymore.
But you have displayed it, I'll bet.
I haven't. I don't even know if I have it
but
anymore.
But back in the day, it was probably on a wall somewhere.
No, I never put it on a wall.
What are yours?
I don't know where it is, but at one time I put it on a wall for
a couple of months. A doctor and you have your medical
look,
degree.
I went to Geneseo State. That's like a doctor.
Right, and Doug and I went to journalism school. If there's anything we're trying to hide.
Right. Geneseo State's a college where you learn about luncheon meats.
Right. Oh, that's what they do there.
Right, and it's a solid education.
And how to make the best chicken wings.
Mm-hmm. Because it's in New York. Where else would it be? Why wouldn't it be in New York?
Well, that's the birthplace of the chicken wings.
Sure. No one else eats
you hayseeds didn't know anything about chicken wings.
Doug, cuckold is a term invented by Shakespeare to describe a man whose wife is cheating on him. That's from the 314. There it is. There's the origin. Okay, but what does that have to do with politics? That's the thing I don't
know. It has anything to do with it.
I don't understand.
I don't understand much about politics anymore. Honestly, what I thought I knew is all out the window.
Doug, escorts order fish fillet. Everyone knows that. That's from the 618. Watch this. What she order? Fish fillet? Awesome. Tim.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. Younger singles and city dwellers are moving away from Facebook. Also, many people not privileged enough to not have to worry about their job viewing their social media activity. Your fan page poll is skewed versus the overall audience because your fan page consists at this point of the far west and far south crowd that you have approved to be on the page.
Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it.
How in the hell do I know where anybody's from who's trying to get on the fan page?
How about this? No one said it's a scientific poll, all right? We were just discussing it.
I specifically said that it's got to be skewed younger because, and by younger, I'm not talking about teens and early 20-somethings. I'm talking about mid-20s and early 30s. Whereas I think overall, the audience, the median age of the audience is probably around 40. So that was my point.
And older people don't mess with social media as much, generally speaking.
That's what my point was.
Yeah.
so therefore I said the poll is flawed. Now, apparently when I approve people on the fan page, I make sure they live either in South County or West County. I didn't know I was doing
it. It's a Republican-only fan page.
Absolutely.
And I've been thinking about getting a Facebook page.
Are you really?
Well, because I've been having some wonderful meals, and I just feel like I need to share that with people.
You feel like you're blessed?
I might be blessed, and I just feel like when I'm sitting there and I have a rack of ribs, I want to take a picture.
Take a photo of that thing.
And let people know that my stature is pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're having lunch, and the next fellow might not be.
Yeah, and I want to show people that. Mm-hmm.
Doug, the Cardinals are home all week against the Sox.
Red Sox next,
and against the Giants. They have two off days this week?
Yeah.
At home?
Today and Thursday. Love that.
How much do you enjoy that?
It's the greatest
thing
ever. Doug
doesn't like it, though.
No, I don't.
Why?
I like to watch them play. I don't need a day off.
Well,
They just had a bunch of days off.
Hold someone accountable. Hold someone accountable.
Who's a schedule maker? Was that Katie Feeney?
She's no longer with us.
She probably made the schedule.
During Cardinal road trips, the Cat will be on the road next week. You're going to Southern California, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
During Cardinal road trips this season, the Cat will be on the move with Four Seasons, Penske Truck Rental, Penske Moving Trucks. Just look for the big gold trucks. Big gold trucks. And Monkey Shoulder. Monkey Shoulder Scotch is the official
Monkey
Scotch.
Shoulder.
The official Scotch whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, with a cheeky disregard for tradition and a commitment to unconventional serves, Monkey Shoulder looks to bring great Scotch whiskey to a new generation of whiskey drinkers. Doug, Monkey Shoulder whiskey, not the original whiskey like Doug.
Me.
More original than that.
Like you.
Yes, that's what the copy says.
Okay, I've heard it before.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Okay.
Yeah, Doug's kind of run-of-the-mill. Tim is a real original.
Yeah, another fascinating weekend. What'd you guys do for Mother's Day? We were talking about it all week long because we were talking about berries and flowers so often.
Right.
You said you didn't know you're going to. What'd you wind up doing?
Not very much. We worked in the yard, planted some.
You and the wife
flowers.
Together.
The whole family
That's
was out
sweet.
There, and then I went off and had a little fling with lady journalism.
Did you feel guilty doing that on Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Did you and the boys get mom a present?
Little things.
Like what? Yeah. Share. Yeah.
We got little gifts.
I know, you said that, but what?
I'm not going to share with
Why?
You what the gifts were. Because you'll ridicule it, and
I'm
not going to do it.
It's the thought that counts.
Yes, I know.
I'll tell you what we got for Erin. We got her a gift card to Tivana. She loves that Tivana.
What is Tivana? I don't know.
It's at Tea Outlet in the mall when you go in there and you buy it by
it's
the
like
ounce.
It's like a play on Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you're making a drug deal. How many ounces?
Nice.
They look around.
Doug, what's your favorite Nirvana song?
I don't really have a favorite.
Do you go just automatically, it smells like Teen Spirit?
Of course you do.
Like
There's been so many that have been wonderful that it would be unfair to them for me to pick a favorite.
I think I might go Lithium.
Now, let me get back to this because I had a question at the end. I need a little guidance. So we also got some various moisturizers. She likes the lotions, fancy lotions, and a new Cardinal shirt because she's going to be going on the trip to L.A.
Oh, sure. Sweet action. Is
so
Tyler
she can
going?
Represent, yes.
Awesome.
So she can represent. Now,
going to Disneyland.
We were
going
to go to some hibachi place for dinner, but young Tyler is ill.
You've already planned out that you were going to go to a hibachi restaurant in L.A. There's so many
great
restaurants.
No. For Mother's Day. Oh. When I got home from the game, we had a reservation at a hibachi place because Tyler wanted to go, but he's not well, so we had to cancel the reservation. Is there a great hibachi place that you've been to in St. Because it seems like almost passe. I remember when I was younger, they were all the rage.
Doug's neighbor is the one who started them in Miami.
Oh, that's right.
Benihana. But a lot of them have gone
by
the
way. And that was Rocky Aoki, right?
Rocky Aoki.
When's the last time you went to one of those places where they prepare it in front of you?
Oh, it's been
years,
four
right?
or five years, yeah.
Four or five, so fairly recently. Is there one that
you go to?
It
wasn't around here. I haven't been around there. There used to be one there in Westport. I forget the name of that place.
Oh, Lil Darnell's.
I don't think it was called Lil Darnell's.
No, oh, Lil.
They
Darnell Fitzgerald's.
They
have a little wing where they do hibachi.
That must have been where it was.
Doug, man who stole the world, baby. Man who stole the world. It's W applause.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I decided not to.
Breed is by far the best Nirvana song. Thanks, Crestwood Coyote.
I like Walking on Sunshine.
That's Katrina and the Waves. Totally different group. Cobain was in it.
Yeah.
But
There's the confusion. Then.
That's confusing.
If you're remodeling, moving, or expanding your office, use Office Essentials. It's who we use. It's who we recommend. I worked with Chris Fortune, and he provided us drawings and space plan. It really made a difference. They even have the cool 3D drawings, which helped me visualize the space. They've got a large showroom with furniture for every budget, and they have a design staff that cares about their clients and their experience. Whether you need furniture for an office of one or 100, Office Essentials team of designers can help you plan the perfect office space from drawings to installation on time and on budget. To get more information or contact Office Essentials, visit RethinkTheEssentials.com and click on the KFNS logo, Office Essentials. Ben Fredrickson was brought to us by 314 Sports. 314 Training Academy, featuring a 15,000 square foot indoor facility in Brentwood with the state-of-the-art HitTrax baseball simulator, 314sports.com. Go in there and improve your game anytime, whether it be winter, spring, summer, or fall, 314 Sports. Doug, Shogun Japanese Steakhouse is pretty good. It's near Ronnie's Movie Theater. That's from Ben Fred's Buddy Room.
Huh. That's close to me. I've not tried it.
Stop on Bart.
I think the place that we're going to go to is like Oishi or something. They have sushi and hibachi.
Watch this. Nobu.
Enough with the Nobu. All right? You can only go there so many times.
But it was nice singing, Tim.
Thank you. You're just lemming. Tim, I'm a Doug Lemming in my 60s. Recently moved to Florida. Stream every day to this hideous presentation. It's an acquired illness. Thank you. That's from the 314. So you got a lemming.
You have a lot of lemming.
But he moved out. He moved out to warmer climes.
You get older, you don't like the cold as much.
I've never liked the cold.
Well, when you were in Minnesota, you said you liked
it. Hated it. Don't know why people put up with it.
Janie the Lesbian.
Yeah. And it's cold there from the middle of October to the end of April.
Do you ever think back to yourself and go, this St. Louis community is lucky to have me back? I've traveled.
I've never really had that thought.
I've traveled hither and yon in this career of mine, and they're lucky to have me back.
No. Never had that thought. I thought this St. Louis community is lucky to have a place to go and hit indoors like 314 Sports.
I just did the read.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But they're still great indoors.
314-963-1110.
You now accentuated the read, and I like that, sir. That's a double shoot.
That's what St. Louis is lucky to have.
Yeah, it's a double shoot.
Guys, I live on an island northwest of the home of 590 on the Illside. What in the hell?
An island on from where we are right now?
I don't think so. I mean, what's northwest in Illinois of St. Charles?
I mean, nothing.
Nothing. I mean, I guess theoretically, because Illinois shoots out a little.
No. There's nothing west of St. Charles that is Illinois.
Isn't there that little island where all the multimillionaires live? There's a little bridge there.
Yeah, Star Island.
Yeah, that's Illinois.
No, actually, no, Star it's on your way to Miami Beach Miami. From downtown yeah. Miami.
Bob Kuchenberg used to live there.
Jennifer Lopez. Part of it's Florida, and the other side is Illinois.
That's actually correct.
I don't think so.
Illinois invaded Florida and took it over. Pay attention. Anyway, I live on an island northwest of the home of 590 on the Illside. We got to take a look at maps, bro.
This just doesn't make any sense.
And somehow I got approved to that wonderful fan page. Thanks, Tim. Once again, I only let people from West County and South County on the fan page.
Just so that this poll skews Republican.
Right, exactly.
Because there's so much in it for you for that poll to skew Republican.
And also, the people that do favors for you also get approved. I don't want to throw that out there, but it's true.
That's correct.
That's how I got approved.
That's correct. Let's see. Did anyone think Waino looked extremely uncomfortable and almost scared to throw the ball yesterday? That's from the 3-4. Now, I have him down as 7 shutout innings.
No, I didn't see that at all.
I don't think the Cubs did, necessarily. He gave up, 4 hits in 7 innings?
What do you call it? 7 shut-in innings?
Shut out,
is that what you...
That's what I call it. Others might have different... Others might say scoreless.
Now, I remember 2 weeks ago, there was a gentleman who I made reference to the following day who was almost like a... What do you call it, Doug? Like a soothsayer?
Yeah, sage, soothsayer. Right. Yeah.
And he just texted in and said, Tim, today will be a significant day in your career. And I remember seeing it, and then, as it came to pass, it may have been. And now, this same person, the four-finger guy.
Four-fingered Mordecai Brown.
Remember who it is?
Mm-hmm.
Says, Tim, your son will be born healthy, happy, and with a symmetrical head.
Well, that's all you could ask for.
What else can you ask for? I mean, it'd be nice if he's over 5'2", but, you know, he probably not on the first day.
He won't
day.
Be when he's born.
No.
That would be hard. Hard
well, there was
mother.
A girl I was with in high school, and I think she could have done it. But, yeah. She had
wide hips?
Yep. Amongst other things.
Well, but that was, you weren't the St. Louis U High. You weren't supposed to have wide-hipped gals there.
Well, I was from South City, so they still kind of viewed me as like
a few in.
Right. I was kind of like an expansion franchise.
Gotcha.
Well, isn't that going to be nice? Because I don't know if I pass down lopsidedness. I don't know if that's a recessive or dominant gene.
What did you say you were going to name him? What was it?
Oh, Lil Darnell.
No. That'd be a good name.
Lil Darnell. And when he's 18 or 19, he's going to be happy that his name is Lil. He'll love you for that. My parents told us many times, name your kids common names. Don't get fancy, because they'll regret it their whole lives.
That seems like that goes on in Hollywood and with bad attention whores.
Well, it went on with them, because they had odd names. And so they said, don't do it.
Oh, really?
Don't
Elvin?
Do it.
What was your mom's name?
Bly, B-L-Y-E. She said she spent
Blythe Danner is your mother.
She spent her whole, not my mother. She spent her whole life saying, yes, that's really, it's B-L-Y-E. Yeah, she said, don't do that to a child.
Big fan of number 32 with the Rams, Dre Bly.
And with John Vaughn, you said you were teetering on calling him Felicia. And in retrospect, you probably made the right decision.
No. No. You are the prince. You are the prince of misinformation.
I'm pretty sure you told that story. We went with John.
Actually, this is Doug. I'm from South County. SMMA, proud son. Is that St. Margaret Mary Alico?
I would think so, yeah.
I like that people represent their grade schools.
Yeah.
Just like me with St. Gabriel's. I'm on the fan page. But Tim required 3 references from Central Corridor dwellers before approving me. Thanks. That's from Timmy Tom Tom.
Yeah. And you carefully look at the letters of recommendation so that someone can go on your fan page and write something perverted.
That's correct.
What you need to do is we're on remote. You come by, you give a little envelope to Tim. That's how you get it.
Here's a little something.
Little treat. And how about this, finally, in regard to polling on the fan pit? Stunningly, and I got to get the updated poll here, Doug. You won't know what to do, but this is big doings. Right. This is going to stun you. The question was asked, should Dotem be freed? We received, it looks like maybe about 600 votes. And 153 people said no, Dotem should not be freed.
Okay.
About 25%, maybe even more than that. Maybe closer to 30% of the listeners say Dotem should not be freed. Right. Stunning!
It's not stunning. These are people that also know that this guy is vile. That kind of thing shouldn't go unchecked.
What about his good
works? There needs
work?
To be some decorum.
What about his good works?
He's got no good works.
He's done plenty of good works.
Like what?
Well, he single-handedly almost saved the NFL in St. Louis behind the scenes. That's been well documented.
You think? Yeah.
Well documented.
30 for 30.
You see the drawings of the new stadium? He did the schematics.
Yeah, okay. He did none of the such. He's done nothing to be unfreed, to be freed. He's done nothing. He spits vile.
He writes beautiful prose that happen to sometimes be homoerotic.
Sometimes. Every one of them.
Yeah, and if that's your interpretation,
right.
Others see it.
He
just
shan't
as,
be freed.
Others see it just as a poetic verse.
Right.
The others are vile. You saw Timmy Tickler. Some of the things that came out of his mouth.
He's a stockbroker, bro.
Should be stopped.
He brought donuts.
I think he's a hedge fund manager in Tribeca.
Fabulous, but won't mention his name. He's so embarrassed about his behavior.
Now, Doug, I got to get to the bottom of this. Plowhawk, are you on the reads today back there? By the way, for the Hot Shots email of the day.
Word up, G.
Don't say word up, G.
With that. So, okay. We got a whole thing going on here. Tim, younger singles and city dwellers are moving away from Facebook. Also, many people not privileged enough to not have to worry about their job viewing their social media activity. Your fan page poll is skewed versus the overall audience because your fan page consists at this point of the far west and far south county crowd that you have approved to be on the page. We addressed that.
Utter nonsense. All right?
We addressed that. Then the gentleman has followed up since we discussed it. Thanks for reading my text. Now put me back on the fan page, damn
it. No, don't.
Tell People. Doug I miss his gentle caress. That's from Kyle J., a.k.a. Frank Ernst, MU class of 1998. Now that's the year
Frank
I should have graduated.
Ernst. His name is Frank Ernst?
That's not good if you're a college graduate and you're in your 40s and you're getting kicked off fan pages.
Well, how can he say people are moving out of the cities and getting rid of Facebook? That's nonsense. So where they're going out in the country now?
What do they use in the country,
stare
MySpace?
Stare into the woods?
Be careful of those snakes on 14 out
there. Yeah.
I'll just move to Fenton, start a job in Wentzville, then I can attend to remotes and be on the fan page. Manchild is the only black guy on the page. Yes, I'm shocked it's not more liberal. That is not accurate. That's just not accurate.
Well, when did accuracy mean anything?
Well, he's trying to build a premise that, for whatever reason, I would only approve people from West County and South County on the page. And I don't really understand that because I don't think usually South County is labeled as a, you know, higher earning thing like West County is labeled as.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it, Art? Don't you just look to make
and
sure
you can
it's
have
a real
money
account?
And live in the Metro East? You can have money and live in St. Charles? You know.
You just, I remember you reading off the people that signed up for the fan. You were approving them on the fly.
Right. I said, okay, private school and have to make at least as a household $150,000. But I don't think that's irregular, is it?
No. It's pretty typical.
Okay.
Pretty standard stuff. It just feels like it's kind of a first world problem when all we're concerned about is who is and who is not on the flipping fan page. That's the concern.
You should rejoin it, Doug.
I don't. Straighten them out. I don't have enough money. I don't run in moneyed circles.
Tim will give you a free one.
I don't have the capital to start up my own country club. I'm working on it, of course, like August Bush did with Sunset after the whole St. Louis Country Club debacle. But I'm like, okay, I'll start my own country club on Facebook, and we'll call up the fan page. Mm-hmm. And at this point, it's been exposed.
Right. It's a social club. I mean, it's not really a country club in the sense there's not a lot of golf involved. But people have a social membership.
Right. Kids can come and swim.
Mm-hmm.
And they tackle important issues on that fan page, right?
Not so much?
Not really. Lana Rhodes sent out a tweet on Saturday night that had a lot of people talking, especially since we had so much focus on strawberries over the last couple of weeks. And it caught me off guard. I don't know if I would necessarily recommend going to look at it, but... it was initially just her ass, and then, unfortunately, a strawberry then appeared. And it was what I would describe as a whole thing. Stop on by. See what the word is.
I don't even know what those last couple sentences meant. I don't know. I think it had a Sherry's Berries was implied.
No, it wasn't a Sherry's Berries.
Okay.
Take that off the table.
All right.
But it was a reference to chocolate-covered strawberries, I suppose. But this wound up not being a chocolate-covered strawberry, although considering where it came from, I think a lot of people were thinking, oh, my God, that might wind up being a chocolate-covered strawberry. So that caught people off guard. That's what you could get on the fan page, though. Are you going to get that at any other country club in town?
How many sponsors you got on
there?
I'll
get you thrown out if you even say it, if you even discuss it.
Do you have sponsors on there, Tim?
Yeah, Brother Hebert was
the
sponsor.
I mean, besides Brother Hebert.
They're week-by-week sponsorships, and I believe it's unsponsored this week. And so now we just have a picture of us at the top of it. And look how good we look. Nick Yale's up there. Iggy wasn't on the spring training trip, so he's not in there. Look, we look wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Plowhawk.
How come you didn't put the one with Tommy Pham in there? He's playing well.
Yeah, maybe I should. That's right.
I mean, he said to me, Jim, it all started with that photo. So he's given us the credit that we're due for generating this great start.
I haven't heard him say anything like that. Maybe he said it when I wasn't there. We haven't been there a lot.
Well, there once or twice.
Enough.
Step out of your ivory tower, Doug. I miss the days when this show wasn't such an elitist gab fest. I want to rename the show Elitist Gab Fest.
Yep. That's who we are. All of us are just so fabulously wealthy, we don't know what to do with it all. That's why we continue to wake up at 4:30 in the morning and drive 45 minutes to get to work. Because the money is just flowing.
Doug, I have been blocked from the fan page without ever being allowed entry. That's from Wish from Peoria. So now we're blocking people who don't even try to get in.
Right. Well, Peoria, that's not far west county.
Right, so that explains it. I have just... Yeah. One swath blocked the entire Peoria area. Hey, we have a listener rewards program this week for the great Americans who listen to the show, who are only from South County and West County, from golfing to lodging to dining, Old Kinderhook at the Lake of the Ozarks can help you and your family be entertained this summer. The best golf course at the Lake of the Ozarks offers the ideal place to play this summer. Visit oldkinderhook.com to take advantage of the stay-and-play opportunities or read about our fun fests around the summer holidays. Log on to InsideSTL.com starting Thursday morning at 8 and get two rounds of golf with cart and a one-night stay at the Lodge Hotel at Old Kinderhook for 50% off. Holy moly. Just click Listener Rewards on the InsideSTL.com homepage. That's 50% off two rounds of golf with cart and a night stay at Old Kinderhook at the Lake of the Ozarks. It's on sale on Thursday. How about that deal? That's a nice listener reward. Plowhawk, are you ready for the Hot Shots email of the day?
Yeah, let me get to the music here. Sorry.
Crank her up there, Plowsy.
We do it the same time every day.
Go ahead and hit the leaper.
Actually, that's not accurate.
What's not accurate?
We don't do it at the same time every day.
Same general time.
And it's anywhere from 9:46 to 9:54, I would say.
Well, we got a heavy hitter to start it off. Nothing like strolling into work. Nothing like strolling into work with your fancy Ray-Ban shades on, inside not giving a single F because you just took down a 6-4 fantasy baseball win from the week prior, and you know you're the tip of the sword. That is from the white collar gangster, who's apparently happy about his big fantasy baseball victory.
Doug, I like that. Tip of the sword.
Yeah, don't say that. White collar gangster.
You'll really enjoy this one. Mourn. In honor of Top Care Lotion, a haiku. Fupa drift with lust. Put your tongue in that dark hole. Mmm, spicy pube meat.
Plowsy, you can't read all of them. You can't.
12,000.
You can't read them all. You must have.
I thought it was good.
You got to have a filter there, Plowsy. Tunnels 12,000 got suspended a period of 2 days' time for his language.
Did I ever tell you about the time I played golf with Doug, Lefty Jaxmere, and Soulard Twink Boy? Oh, I didn't? Well, here we go. Doug pulled up in a Lincoln Zephyr as his Portuguese boy servant hopped out and grabbed his balls and shaft. He also grabbed his golf clubs and golf bag. I like that.
It's like Beavis and Butthead reading the email.
Doug finished, yelled, "Miguel, I want my golf shoes, and I want my golf shoes now, Daddy." As Miguel bathed Doug's feet with frankincense and myrrh, we saw a big, purple, veiny serpent jump from the shrubs.
You can't read every one of them, Plowsy.
Miguel screamed, and you Doug have to look left at some into action. He grabbed the massive, veiny, purple snake.
Plowsy, you can't read them all!
Began to choke it vigorously. "This serpent had little black hairs," Doug shrieked. "I think it's a polo blue jean snake. Stand back, boys.
Stop
I'm
it.
Gonna suffocate it with my snake suffocator." The snake suffocator was actually... Okay, now. See you at the Dotem Open, boys. That is from Cucky the Dwarf.
Cucky the Dwarf got suspended. He won't like it. It won't feel good. And yet he'll serve a suspension to last a period of 2 days' time in the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule.
Gentlemen and curious Doug, I took my wife to the local animal rescue this weekend to get a new pup. A gift for Mother's Day. We entered the shelter, and I immediately noticed a blonde-haired, blue-eyed retriever named Doug. Doug was a randy little fella. Doug started aggressively sniffing my crotch and mounting my leg.
Are there any good ones, Plowsy?
If you don't want
anything at all?
Doug's curious tongue flickered against my sensitive, exposed plumber's crack. Doug's
Okay, that's enough. Who was that, Plowsy?
Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
Neil Allen Craig Paquette. Suspension. 2 days' time.
Guys, Plops here. Tim, after hearing the tales about the BS you're having to deal with on the fan page and an upset, drunken ex-employee who can't seem to move on, trust me, none of us will bat an eye whenever you finally run off and disappear to live in Jen Emmett's pool shed. Anyway, I went out hard this weekend to celebrate my new perm. Ended up at the scat party hosted by my old seminary friend Scotty the Potty. We leg wrestled, played butt darts, and then had a poop shoots and ladders tourney. By the time I got home last night, I was just beat, so I decided to catch up on some Larry's Facebook videos. Between his wandering attention span, mumbles, and words that simply aren't actually words in this language, it's like listening to three different people talking over one another. You know, like listening to the hard line. On that note, who gets asked first, TJ or Larry? Elegantly yours, that is from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Hey, jabronis. I'm working on putting together a new faction called DBB, or Doug's Brokeback Buddies. This is an exclusive club for the Vile. We can get together and discuss Doug's cute bum, as well as different sex acts we can perform on him. Meetings will be held at the Bonds Castle monthly. We will also have activities planned. For this month, meeting activities will be make Long John Donuts. Doug's butt will be the donut and the club. Nope.
Okay, that's
forever
enough.
Forever and always, that is from Mae Young's newborn hand.
Mae Young's newborn hand.
Already been suspended, so those charges will be increased to 3 days' time.
I think I got time for one more. Is that okay, Doug?
If it's a good one, not vile.
We'll finish off with a short and sweet one from your boy. Morning, fellas. You guys probably want to start calling Doug's ass Jose Mendez, because me and my brother just murdered it over the weekend. Thanks.
You said it was going to be a good one.
That is from Hipster of Tower Grove.
That was as bad as any of them.
And that is what we have for the email of the day.
Lot to choose from.
Hipster,
Hot
Tower
Shots email of the day, Doug. I don't know.
I am voting for the hipster.
I'm not voting for any of those.
I vote for Misty Plops.
Danger. Danger.
That might be a bit of an issue because I liked Tunnels 12,000 and Cucky. I think I'm going to go Cucky because of the double entendre with the snake. And it was,
And you played hockey in his basement on Friday night. I mean, yeah, you're biased.
Him and his little tyke. But it was still a great email, so we have to go to Iggy.
Well, congratulations to Misty Plops on the victory.
Yes! Damn it, Lucas!
Control of Congress. You can get anything through.
Hipsters was the best.
Congratulations to Misty Plops for shipping the Hot Shots email of the day. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box, and it comes your way next. Brian McKenna just stopped by, but he just got to Ann Breyer here, so we weren't able to have him on. But we are here, Helen Fitzgerald's and Twisted Tree Golf Tournament benefiting Brian McKenna. Time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, today on the road at Ann Breyer.